The cartels make heroin and methamphetamine using chemicals produced in Mexico by U.S. companies, and then send the drugs to America.
Let's hear that one more time, shall we?
The cartels make heroin and methamphetamine using chemicals produced in Mexico by U.S. companies,
and then send the,
and then send the drugs to America.
And then send the drugs to America.
Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast, number 40. I was 40 when I got my first laptop. Anyway, check this out.
The cartels make heroin and methamphetamine using chemicals produced in Mexico by U.S. companies, and then send the drugs to America.
What?
And then send the drugs to America.
Okay, that was a mouthful, and I'm sure the rest of this article will illuminate
and prove out what that assertion is.
In fact, I'll tell you that it will. In short, a few chemical companies right here in the USA.
Let's hear those companies' names, please.
They are Celanese and Eastman Chemical, based in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Avantor, based in suburban Radnor, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia.
Produce a specific chemical.
Acetic anhydride.
Acetic and clear
acetic
liquid.
And clear liquid.
Clear liquid.
That without which, the cartels cannot manufacture the heroin
and the meth
that is killing
our loved ones.
Killing our kids.
Killing our brothers. Killing
our sisters. Our fathers. Our mothers.
Our loved ones.
In my case, killed my son.
And of course, let's not leave out ourselves. One of the main links in the chain.
A victimology.
Ourselves. A perpetrator and a victim. The drug abuser. The consumer. Without which
none of this
would be possible or necessary.
Which is not to say that any of this bullshit is necessary. It's not. It's elective.
Now, I'm conflicted, because I think you gotta be a fucking idiot to take any of these bullshit drugs.
Our loved ones.
Meth, crack,
strong chemical smell,
heroin. It's fucking ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's electric.
Acetic and pycetic and clear liquid.
Killed my son. It's reckless. It's total conformist bullshit.
Of the first order. And the reason I call it conformist
is because it's not anything but a narrow
funnel to death. And even if you get a couple of good highs out of it and you think you're making some friends or medicating yourself against your depression,
our loved ones,
it's fucking bullshit. It doesn't counteract your depression. It will not make your problems go away. It will destroy the people that love you and you.
There's so many layers to it, but without you, the consumer, who holds all
the power, there wouldn't be an opioid crisis. There wouldn't be Mexican cartels.
There wouldn't be all this terrorism, murder, torture, and bullshit.
Isn't that interesting?
We are the source and the end of the chain.
Because once we die,
they have to pick up new clients, new children, new adults. So your friends
are not your
friends.
They're
just other people that are pushing these drugs on you. You, who are curious,
should know better.
Period. My son should have known better.
Capital.
This bullshit killed
our greatest jazz musicians. I'm appalled at how many pop musicians recently were stupid enough to fucking take these drugs and die. Do you not read? Do you not look at the news? Do you not understand what the fuck is going on? What this is? It's unbelievable. Unconscionable. Participation in murder. Not just your own. But in your family's destruction and in the murder of all the fucking innocents that get exploited,
used, and crushed along the way.
So you can get high.
So you can get high.
Acetic anhydride.
Acetic anhydride.
Except for the sap drained from opium flowers, it's the only thing truly required to make heroin.
you just say, except for the sap, it's the only thing that's needed to make heroin?
What was that company's name?
Avantor.
Okay.
One more time, please.
Avantor.
Avantor. It sounds like a superhero.
Avantor, a $12.3 billion publicly traded U.S. company.
Something about Avantor.
During the decade-long U.S. heroin epidemic, Avantor has cultivated a remarkable line of business, selling acetic anhydride across Mexico in containers that are big enough to make lucrative quantities of illegal narcotics, but small enough to load into the trunk of a car.
Thanks, Avantor. Thoughtful of you.
Without the right chemicals, it's impossible for cartels to make two drugs that are plaguing America, heroin and methamphetamine. Avantor is one of a handful of U.S. companies that supply the legal market for those chemicals in Mexico.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they have no fucking idea that their juice
is the top-notch juice to make
the heroin and meth that's killing people back in America.
No idea. Lucky you, Avantor, that your chemical is needed for both heroin and meth. It's like hamburgers and hot dogs.
Without acetic anhydride, well, all you have is this crude opium.
It would be as if you and I had a company that made a component that without which no bullets
and
could be made.
Since we can't make the bullets in our own country, we just make them in the other country and then ship the bullets up here to be used to kill people.
Now, I know bullets by themselves don't kill people. It takes fucking assholes shooting guns, usually illegal guns, that do that. But if those assholes didn't have bullets that we made possible, there would be less death. Make sense?
And since this is all on black market and illegal, we make tons of money.
But we completely separate ourselves from it because it's all happening in another country where we claim to have no oversight in terms of our widget. And yet we manufacture our widget in that country for a very specific use.
In fact, it's the only widget that can make bullets.
Just like Avantor's chemical. It's the only thing you need to make heroin. You can have all the opium in the world, but you can't make heroin
without Avantor's fucking juice.
Smart, Avantor. You figured out a workaround.
Mexico is the source of the vast majority of the heroin and meth sold in the U.S., where more than 142,000 people died from overdoses.
Including my own son. My only son.
Including my own son.
Who should have known better.
My only son.
Who I taught.
Who I taught.
Yet here we are.
Better than that. Yet here we are. I know drugs are a perfect business. Our species loves getting high. We love
rolling down a hill when we're kids.
We love altered consciousness. We like being somewhere where we aren't. I'm not criticizing that.
I'm accepting that. And drugs are like the other sex. You know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, it's really just about sex and drugs. Rock and roll is just a delivery system. Get sex and have fun getting high, hopefully at the same time, but certainly continuously. And I lived that life, and I did it, I think, fairly safely. But these drugs, the meth, the heroin, the fentanyl, this bullshit is being sold to you by people that know that as a species, seek it out.
A self-sustaining, self-perpetuating business model based on your addiction.
Dependent on your addiction.
On your addiction. these drugs weren't addictive, none of this shit would be happening. A few thousand people would have killed themselves.
Got really high, it was really fun.
But I'm not gonna do that again.
A self-sustaining,
self-perpetuating business model that they don't have to do very much about. Just push it to a few parties, get
a few thousand people hooked.
They'll get a few thousand people hooked. Develops into a culture. Here we are.
In 1874, an English chemist named Charles Alder Wright wanted to make morphine less addictive. He tried boiling it with acetic anhydride. Instead of weakening the morphine's grip, Alder Wright's process yielded a narcotic several times more potent.
While we're on this topic, I often see these posts about how Bayer aspirin from Germany
marketed heroin, etc. and so forth.
So what? So fucking what? That was then, this is now.
Acetic anhydride.
Clearly,
leaks like vinegar.
The cartels make heroin and methamphetamine using chemicals produced in Mexico by U.S. companies, and then send the drugs to America.
Without acetic anhydride, well, all you have is this crude opium.
We know smoking kills you. We know it's disgusting, it enriches
big fat cat fucking corporations.
And all they're doing is killing you slowly and making your health shitty along the way.
And your breath shitty, and predisposing you to use other drugs, and have an underdeveloped physical life. You know that.
It's kind of the same thing with these drugs, except they kill you much faster, you go into zombie mode. Destroy your family, you destroy yourself, your mind, your emotions, your self-worth,
your ability to process
your worth. You're a fucking
angel.
You're a piece of a fucking angel. What you get to do, the fact that you're here and you get to live, take up space, taste food, fuck your lover. Come on. You could make art. You could
contribute something
to the tapestry of history
that beautifies it. That beautifies it. That beautifies it. That alleviates, truly alleviates suffering. That adds pleasure. That adds joy. Meaning.
All of those things are erased by this trivialization of life. I know you gotta get high.
Dying to get high.
And step outside the bounds of what you have. It's your nature. It's my nature. Drug dealers bank on that.
You're dying to get high.
You're dying to get high. Get high. Get high.
But maybe it's not your fault. Maybe.
It's not your fault.
You're being hunted.
And predated upon by your pushers and by these cartels. It's a business model. And now it's a culture.
And it's not your fault at all. How does that sit with you?
Does that feel right? You just fell into a hole that someone else dug for you. You're a victim.
You're a victim.
I think it's a partnership.
The death dance.
And some of it is because we landed on this earth and it was already rolling.
And the stupid-ass drug culture.
The drug culture that my son got into. And the drugs that are available. Because I was in the drug culture, too. I couldn't
wait to smoke pot.
I'm no better. I'm the same as you. I'm warning you.
These are natural impulses.
I have the same appetite. The same curiosity. And the drug makers and the drug dealers know this.
Because they depend on your addiction. And these drugs are not worth that. And you have some responsibility to avoid that. To reject that. And to fight against it. To eradicate it from our fucking land. All lands, all countries. It's not done anything good anywhere. Where's that money go anyway? All the drug money. It goes into some asshole's fucking private bank account. Nothing good is coming from this. And participating in it is being complicit. Straight up.
It's so easy. It's So easy. All we need is a little acetic anhydride and a little tub or bucket.
And heroin isn't its only yield.
Cartels make meth with acetic anhydride too.
It's so easy. Personally, I hate being wrapped up in this topic, this subject, this
war
that we are losing, because we're not really fighting it. We're just wringing our hands over the dead bodies of our children, while these people, the Mexican cartels and the street dealers, have a direct
funnel
of this poison, this highly addictive shit
for heroin, as much as 1.2 million
that we're already predisposed to want to try, pumping into our country.
We are partially to blame
because of our appetites and our stupidity, but we're being predated upon, and that's something I think that
gets lost in this conversation.
These are terrorist organizations.
Our loved ones.
Your local heroin dealer is a terrorist, in my opinion. And they're even worse
than ideological terrorists.
Because at least those assholes believe in something. These guys, it's just money. It's just money.
The supply comes from within Mexico.
Fuck you.
Money and power. It's disgusting. And we have to see it for what it is. It's a war that we're losing because we're not actually holding that end of it accountable.
It's like a whip.
It didn't have to be so easy for the cartels.
And yeah, we're at the very end of the whip here with the deaths and the overdose.
The choices that people are making.
To use this normalized thing now.
It's normal to try heroin. It's normal to shoot fentanyl. It's normal to smoke some crack. It's just like pot. You smoke some crack. You smoke some meth. It's just like weed. I mix a little meth in with the weed. It's not fucking normal. It's not acceptable. It's super addictive.
And no one survives it.
Sometimes I catch shit from people about that statement.
And no one survives. What I mean by that is that once this thing crushes your brain, a portion of people might get out of it, 5%. But they're just so fucked up from it. And it's always looming out there, like it was with my son.
The regulators realized small quantities were being sold widely in Mexico, and that very little was needed to make drugs.
Like the angel of death.
Death should not be this disgusting theft of possibility and hope and love. Death should be how we wind up an amazing life. And I hate having this preoccupation. This is not my fucking cause. With so many great things to do and experience in this world, so many beautiful things, things that we need to improve. This is just some bullshit that is constantly pulling our train backwards. And we don't know why. We don't know why life is shitty. I think it's the drugs. Drugs are causing racism,
homelessness, death,
crime. It's the fucking drugs.
Acetic anhydride is legally sold two ways in Mexico.
Centric on America with this story today. And this, of course, is going on throughout Africa, the Middle East, Pakistan, Afghanistan has fucking tons of junkies now. They made their bed and now they're shitting in it.
Please please read the article, because you'll see that these chemicals are highly illegal in other places, but in Mexico,
it's like water.
There's a thriving retail market for smaller containers.
They grow the poppies, they get the chemicals from these American companies.
We're killing ourselves.
Its small containers are well suited to the cottage industry nature of heroin production.
And we're allowing these corporations to get fat, and the cartels to get fat on the dead bodies. I hate that this is my obsession.
Somebody just wrote me that I'm an idiot, and because I feel like a loser, a failed father, over the death of my son, that I'm painting every addiction with a very broad brush, with these sweeping statements like,
you've heard from me.
And it's true. I am stained by this experience.
By my particular
perspective. But this is what I see over and over.
The heroin is usually manufactured in small makeshift labs close to the field.
Zombie land.
Avantor, based in suburban Radnor, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia.
If you're addicted, you got to get yourself out of it. Listen to the people that love you.
Not the people that want you to continue to get
fucked up so that they can excuse bullshit behavior.
You're being hunted, marketed to,
and groomed. What is it really doing for you now? Probably not much. It's doing a lot for the drug dealers. Cartels, terrorist organizations. And you know it can't be isolated either. That the Mexican government has to somehow be involved in this.
And they are implicated.
Because the people are poor, they're fucking destitute. We don't know poverty like that. No shoes, no food, no education, no hope. So when you get an offer to cook heroin for some scumbag, you're gonna do it.
The shop advertised JT Baker on its Facebook page.
That has a lot to do with the infrastructure and design
of that country. That world that will let its people become so destitute.
But enforcement is so weak, the regulations are largely meaningless.
That working for drug cartels is a panacea. Fucked up. And we're helping them with our appetites.
Each jug can make 90,000 hits of pure white heroin.
And our complicity, and our silence, and our hand-wringing.
No questions asked.
It's a chain. And we're all links in it. And I hate it. I would much rather be training with my son, working on tunes with my son, talking about the books that he's reading, writing, thinking, breathing, fucking living. Instead, I just will have to deal with his death for the rest of my life.
But that there are thousands of small outfits that don't follow the rules. Might sell to anyone. There's a JT Baker aesthetic and hydrogen. There's a JT Baker aesthetic and hydrogen.
I would be saying all this to my son. He knows what I would have done, the lengths that I would have gone. I would have slept next to him on the fucking floor. I would have hunted down that fucking dealer.
To have that much hate inside of me, that much rage inside of me. Taking that way too far. That's not fair. I'm not understanding the whole
picture.
And then you see what these cartels do, how they operate, what the game is. And we're just somewhere down that whip. But the source of these drugs
is coming from such an evil place
that any participation in them, pumping blood, lifeblood
into that evil.
Avantor acknowledged that its acetic anhydride business in Mexico is organized in a way that effectively leaves it subject solely to Mexican jurisdiction.
So let's not destigmatize this. Let's triple stigmatize it. It's a mark.
It's a real fucking stain.
And we don't need to be ashamed of it. We need to take action against it. See it for what it is and say those two little words.
Fuck you.
Its motto, setting science in motion to create a better world.
It's our addiction that's making it all possible.
The cartels make heroin and methamphetamine using chemicals produced in Mexico by U.S. companies.
Without our addiction.
And then send the drugs to America.
They don't have power. They have a highly addictive substance.
So the cards are stacked against you are being predated upon. And it's not completely your fault.
Avantor gave distributors incentives, including discounts for advance payment.
But partially it is. And we have to take this war on.
In the way that they're fighting it.
We need to bomb the cartels.
They are Celanese and Eastman Chemical, based in Kingsport, Tennessee. Celanese has single-handedly made Mexico one of the world's major producers of acetic anhydride. It accounted for the vast majority of the 285 million liters the country exported last year. Its plant in the state of Veracruz holds at least 97% of Mexico's production capacity.
And the circle just keeps going around and around.
Going around and around. Around, around, around.
Stopping, and their victims are going to be the young.
Suggestible.
I have less empathy for people my own age that get into this shit or stay in it just because
we're privileged to live as long as we do and to just be a junkie. It's fucking lame.
Subsidiaries
inside Mexico
producing the only chemical that heroin and meth need in the production of these drugs. This
cannot stand.
America's drug problem isn't going away.
If conspiracies are your thing, then look no further. You don't have to believe in aliens or Bigfoot.
Right wings, left drumsticks. This is a fucking conspiracy. And these people are killing our children and our loved ones. Avantor, Celanese, the cartels, and the drug dealers.
One big happy family. With you at the end of the whip.
Dying, 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 dying.
Avantor's headquarters are about 15 miles northwest of the Kensington neighborhood in Philadelphia, the largest open-air heroin market on the East Coast. America's drug problem isn't going away.
The DEA says heroin sold on Philly streets is the purest and cheapest it's tested nationwide.
then send the drugs to America.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh